internet is down still.
Oh, his internet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're doing the beginning of Yuma and the Run, and the Riff and the Run. Oh, the beginning of Yuma, okay? So the Mishnah says that Yom HaKippurim is also Bachilos Tia. All right, that's one. Rechitza, that's two. Sicha, that's three. Nilas and Sandal, that's four. And Tashra Shamit is five. Okay. So the Ran says, Afarish the Gemara, the Chol Hani Ikri Inu, that all these are considered, are called the Inu, have a Shem Inu. The Gabe Yom HaKippurim Chamisha Inuyim Ksivi. Vahani Chamisha Havi. Tishsiya Bechlal Achila. So that counts as one. But it's an interesting thing. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so if a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, so like a Muberes or someone's ill and they have to eat Pachas Mekashir, so the shear for Shia is about a tablespoon, half an ounce. The shear for Achila is about an ounce. That's about a soup spoon is a little bit smaller. But they do have some regular size, larger soup spoons. So an ounce would be two of those. But the halacha is you don't have to wait between Achila and Shia. But if it counts as one, why not? It's the same thing. Right? So that's one nice cool that you have. If somebody has to eat Pachas Mekashir, they don't have to wait between Achila and Shia. Okay. Yeah, so what's the answer? So the answer is very simple. It's true it's counted as one inui, but the tziruf is different. There's no tziruf between the there's no tziruf in the cheftza between the shsiyah and between the achila. Because they're two different modes of eating. So since there's no tziruf, so that's why you can eat them bezeh achazeh. Not because they're one. If they were one, the fact that they're not because, I'm sorry, not because they're two, because they're really one. But the thing is, the methods of tziruf don't apply. So you'll never get a shear. Okay, all right, I just wanted to bring up that point, side point. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're saying that they're two separate things, and then just in terms of inui, they're one thing,
yeah,
then I can understand they can't be mitzaref. But if you're saying they're one thing, then what's stopping the tziruf? There has to be something that's blocking the tziruf then.
Yeah, because the tziruf goes by the derech achila. In other words, the derech achila and the derech shesia are two separate types of activities. So you can't be mitzaref them because there's no common denominator. There's no common denominator between achila and shesia. But al shem inui, it's one shem inui. Because that's the inui. Inui from achila and shesia is one inui. Okay? All right. So, yeah. Umefarshin the Gemara, the Chikitani Osir, the Mashma, the Afilu Ba'achila, Isur Hidika. Avalkaris Leka, hachatzi shir. Avokar is like hachatzi shir koi. So when the Gemara says that there's an isser, but there's no chorus, it means it's going on a chatzishir. Dehainu b'achila pochos mikikosevis. Kosevis is a kosevis agasal. What is it? It's a date, right? Date, big date, yeah. Ubishia pochos mimole lugnov. Dehainu shirayu. So some people, if they're going to have pachas mikashir, what they do is they fill up mole lugmov, and then they spit it out and they measure it. Okay? But it's approximately, like I said, a half an ounce. Yeah. Kimosha nichto lofenenu v'siyata d'shmaya. Avo lo'ochel kikoseves o ashosu mole lugmov koris nami machayu. Okay, so that's the story with regard to what? With regard to the Inu of Achilu Shia. Hu be'iduch kuhu, and on the other ones, Dahainu, Rechitza, Vesicho, and Ilos Asandu, Vatash Vashamito, Yisurahu di'iko, Avo chorus leka. So there's no chorus altogether. The Yeshmi Sha'omar Od, Dahani midrabanan ba'omalu dasu. Okay, that some say that those other four are only midrabanan. What's the difference between the four and the achilush sir? What's the difference? Okay. How would you define the difference? You have achilush sir, then you have rechitza, sricha. Rechita, Sicha, Nila Sasandl, Tashma Shamita. Okay, so.
If you are the moderator, please. Please press.
All right, so now, so the what's the difference? We're asking a question here. What's the only point you missed was that achilush sia is one, counts as one inui, but when you eat pachas mikashir, you don't have to wait between achilush sia, even though it's one inui. So we answered because it's one inui, one shem inui, but there's no tsiruf because you can't mitzaref the two together. It's two different mice achila. So there's no tzirah, so that's why you can eat them b'zachazah. Okay, that's the only point I'm asking. Now, the question we're asking now is simply, what is the difference, the basic difference between achilo shia and between the other ones, the other four? Okay, what's the answer? Just a descriptive. I'm only looking for a descriptive answer. Not all of kids. That what? Go ahead. Say it again.
The other things you don't have to do every day. Well, eating and drinking, you have to do. You don't have to eat, same thing.
It would seem that achilush siyah is real inui, because he's abstaining from something which is a natural process necessary for his sustenance. But rechitza, sicha, nilas asandl, tashma shamita are just hanos. So there, it's hanah that he's abstaining from. It's not intrinsically inui. The person isn't a soch. We don't even do it today. Maybe we do it. But if a person doesn't do rechitza, he's not really in a state of inui. And the only thing is that it's a hanah, it's a guf. So one really is defined as inui. The others are Nasa Guf. That's why even if you hold it's the Raisa, even if you hold it's the Raisa, Ubiduch Kul Dan Rechitza Vesich and Hilwa Sandal Tashra Mita, Isuahi Dehudi Gava Chorus Lech. Even if you hold it's the Raisa. Because it's simply abstention from Hana. Okay. What's that? It depends where you're going.
How comfortable
the
shoes are.
I mean, if you're walking in the street and you need them to protect your feet, it's mutter.
But it's onek, you should wear your shoes like
onek. It's not, yeah.
Good.
A nice shoe, nothing like a nice shoe. Shoes. Shoes, that's why shoes cost so much money. Everybody likes shoes. Okay. Yeah.
Why is that 100 Chilin Shia? That's so obvious that it's one minoy.
That's what it says.
I know, but why isn't like hungry and thirsty two separate?
I can't argue that type of argument. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Either you get it or you don't. I can't philosophize why Achila and Shasiya are the same. To me, it seems Tava Pasha, that's what you're saying. Because those are the things that you need for sustenance. Achila Shia. You take away Achila Shia from a person, he's Makam Tzar. Varaya, we eat three times a day. Okay, I can't go any further.
No, I'm asking that. I'm just saying, why isn't hungry one
more?
Hungry, not thirsty, not hungry.
No.
Why is that?
Why isn't hunger and inyan counted as two? And
yes,
and shi'a counted as two? Of course, it's the same thing. They're both necessary consumptions for human sustenance. Okay? You can live on water for like 30 days, and you don't even need food. But water is the biggest necessity. But these are necessities for food. Necessities are one category. I can't go any more basic. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
If you don't eat or drink for the whole day, then you create a positive entity.
A what?
What?
Create a what?
You create a positive entity.
Yes.
The others, you don't create a positive entity. You just didn't work. Wash or whatever. But you create a tightness when you don't need a drink after a certain amount of time.
Okay.
But the others, you don't, there's no creation of
anything. Well, once the halacha says you have to abstain, so then it does create something. It's an abstention from rechitza. But rechitza is hana.
There's no positive.
It's the same possible.
You have humans on your food. It's to eat and to fast. You're not gonna create a day of a positive day of not eating.
Not what?
Not washing.
No, as a matter of fact, in the tefillah, that's what it says. Yom inui me'achilo shia rechitza in the piyut. You know the piyut, right? The piyut in the where he says Yom Shasu Tashma Shamita, Yom Shasu Yasicha, Yom Shasu. It's called all of them. You are creating a positive thing. Because once you consider it an abstention, so you're creating a day that had that abstention. So in that sense, they're the same. Okay. Now he says, the Yesh Misha Omer Od. Tahani mid rabbonim ba'almo v'asir. The afa gav the bigemara mapik lohum mikroi asmachta ba'almanim. V'hainu de mekelinim bu. V'amrinim. Hamelach v'akala yirchutzus p'neim. Utna nami v'achayo tino asasangu. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, b'chachon osrim, umida asri rabbanon al korchach b'dileka sakon askim, v'i isanil sasandol midaraisa, heichi shor Rabbi Eliezer. So it's not, they're arguing not where she's misukenis. So how could Rabbi Eliezer be matir a chaya if it's asa midaraisa? So that's why he says this shita holds it's midrabban. Gemara nami amrinin the mishi yeshlo chatotim berosho soch kedarko veinachoshesh. His hands are filthy. Rochets kedarko veinachoshesh. The isicho rechitza deraisen enu heichi mekilinin behu hachi. How could you make on such a case? Ela vaday midrabanan enu v'hainu nami daminu begemara hani chamisha inuyin kineged me. Which is a more basic question. Mashma the midrabanan ninhu the low boy elo and yeshlem shum remes minatora kach helu b'teisus. That's the sheets of teisus that they're simply drabanas. Torah only asked inui, which is achilu and shsiya. But restraining from hanos, that's a new idea that the Chachamim came up with. And it's an Issa Rabban. Okay. Yeah. The Kashali. Me, the Tanya, the Gemara, Afa Pisha Os, Sha Amru Osir, Lo Amru Anish Karis. Elo ala ocha v'ashosa v'osa malocha bovad v'im isa d'hani inu yachvini min rabbanu ba'alman inu pechi shayach l'mema bahu v'lo omru anish karas do afilu isu d'raisa nami glekin. Okay, so he had one cash on Texas. The Gemara says that these inuyim, these cases of inuyim, the Gemara says there's no karas. Now, if you're going to say it's Rabbanon, why is the Gemara saying there's no Karas? How can it be Karas on a Rabbanon? So that's why the Ran rejected it. Okay, so what did he come up with? They're really all Midaraisa. Ela, the cave under lav bechlal inu idichsivi bikro behedya ba'al raisa. I guess that basically is a mistake. The raisa inu elamir buyi dishabas onasi. That they're really the raisa. Okay, because that's why the Gemara is saying Achayv Karas. But it's learned from a reboot. It could Isa be Gemara. Kili Tve. So these, since they're from a reboot, they're more kal. Why? Umasran ha-kosir la-chachamim v'hein hikilu b'hen kefim asher ro'u v'hitiru kol shein anasa la-tainig. That's not just a simple thing. V'chein da'asa Rambam, Zal, Perek Aleph Milchus Shvi Sosa, the Kulam and Arisamim. Okay. So here he's proposing the principle of Mosra Nakasa L'Chacham. So why did the Torah give it over to the Chacham? Why didn't the Torah really spell it out itself? What's the answer? So the answer is that there's a difference in the formulation of a Darabonin and a Daraisa, in the way it's formulated. For instance, Rechitza Shel Tainug. I mean, Midaraisa, there can't be such a formula. Either Rechitza Das or Asa. You can't have that the Kala should be able to wash her face. That's not a Daraisa formulation. Or a melech. There's no deraisa like that. So it doesn't have a tzura of a deraisa. So the Torah wanted those things to be, but it couldn't do it because of the nature and the technical structure of the Torah's law system. So what did it do? It gave it over to the Chachamim. With the Rabbanim, we have different types of formulations, and let them formulate. But it's Derisa. So it's really Derisa, but the Chachamim are the formulas. It's formulated like a Rabbanim. That's what the Ram holds. Okay. Lo Moshana Kosov Alacham. You have the same thing in Chalamoy.
Wouldn't it make more sense just to have Kosov Rabbanim? I mean, if it can't be. It's lacking surah
of
Deraisa, so
it
has to retain the identity of Deraisa.
Because the Torah says, whatever the Chum say, that's going to be the Deraisa. That's Masana Kasala Chachamim in general. Like on Chalamoy, same thing. They will matter Dover Ovud, and matter different things. So the different materials, but it's really this Deraisa, but the Torah gave it over to the Chum to formulate. Okay?
It is a Mitzvah Deraisa at the end of the day that the Torah has the strange formulation.
What's that?
It is a Mitzvah Deraisa at the end of the day that
the Torah has
the strange formulation.
That's right. So this Deraisa at the end of the day.
Rather, it's still has its funny formulation.
Yeah, that's right, because the Torah said, whatever the Chum say, that's what we want you to do. So therefore, even though it's a drabbanon, and they made up the drabbanons, but the chachamim had to add, the Torah told the chum to add inuyim, and however they want to do it, they can do it. But at the end of the day, it's the reisa. If you're over, if you violate, it's the reisa, because the Torah gave it over to the chachamim. But once he gave it over to the Chachon, that's now it's the Raisa. Okay, yes.
The Rabbanim couldn't do a Raisa. Since it was known to them, they realized that it couldn't be a Raisa formulation, they had to do a Rabbanim formulation. Is that what you're
saying? Say it again.
Whereas if it wasn't given over to the Rabbanim, so then you couldn't have, let's say, a Raisa Shalpani, it had to be us. Since it was given up to the Chachamim, they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not a strictly Deraisa formulation.
Right.
So they were put into a box and formulated in a way that wasn't Deraisa.
No. It was Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachamim, what makes sense to be Misakin for Inuy. So they said that for a Kala.
Since it was given over to the Rabbanim,
To determine.
They couldn't do it in it. It would be superfluous to formulate the way God was going to do it. They had to formulate the way the Rabbanim formulated.
Well, if they're Rabbanim, they're going to formulate like the Rabbanim. Now, all it means is that the Torah, certain things the Torah wanted, like for instance, the Torah didn't want to be machmir by a kala, because she'll be mizgana or baila. So the Torah didn't want that. So the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to make these formulations and to accomplish that goal. So it shouldn't be too strict, and it shouldn't be non-existent. So the Chachamim have to determine what the story is. And when they determine, it's the Raisa. Yes. Right. Right, right, right. Okay.
So I'm saying are you saying the basic abstention was dictated by the Torah, but the formulation of how it should be implemented was the Rabbanan?
Yes.
In other words, the Rabbanan didn't make up the idea of abstaining from washing. That's from the Torah. But how it should be formulated, that's the Rabbanan.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So that's what he wanted to say, and you have that in a few places, like I said. And that's the Dasa, the Chain Dasa Ramazal. Ela, he says, the lo michvara. He doesn't like it. The lo machavrali. Hodasani lakamon, hatinokos mutoran, bukulon, chusmanilas a sundel, umuchach begamar, the mutoran, bukulon, the kamahan, the mutalagdolum, the rochton, ula sochon, ukmoshin of fashalod of dahi, the siata de shmayo, the hohani vadai latainagat avdilo, the e manin. Hani minai ochad yuma lo mastakni. Ve'imet araisa echi shari. Vaksiv lo selchlum v'kar bo lo sachilam. Lahasik dolam alaktanim. Okay. So he's saying like this. That if you're going to say it's a deraisa, so the Chachamim, for instance, said Sichas Asa. So now Sichas Asa is a deraisa. But the halacha is, the Gemara says that you could be Sachakot, or you could be Rochetzakot. But an Issa deraisa, you can't be Machal B'Yadayim Akot. So therefore, he's asking, how could it be a deraisa? Once they make it a deraisa, you cannot be machal b'yadayim a deraisa to a katan. Lo sachilam. Gemara runs out. Okay. Yeah.
What would that be like? Putting a lotion on a kid.
Right. Yeah, putting a lotion on a kid, since it's not a sakana, so and it's an issa deraisa. So you wouldn't be allowed to. Okay? Yes?
Why is that different than, say, the case of the Kaya? She could wear a shoe because this is tzar. The cold is very painful for her, right? So that he's okay with because Master Kassel Chacham?
Yes.
Why can Chacham say that since, I guess, Sifa is very difficult for a kid, it's a lot of tzar for a little kid not to have...
No, it's not. It's not. That's what he says.
They can't come to the formulated that it's okay for kids?
No. Because there's no need for it. You know, your kid will go without rechitza for a day, nothing's going to happen to him. 24 hours without rechitza, happens all the time. Even babies. What? Yes. Lo mistakni, he says. He says, it's not going to be a sakana. And there's no rechitza. Why should they be matter for the parents to wash the kids? That's discussion. Yeah, it wasn't a sakana, but there was a tzorach. But over here, there isn't even a tzorach. There's no need for it. If the kid goes without sicha for one day, is anything going to happen to the kid? No. I don't think you have to oil a kid every day. Okay. Right. He says, "For hahani vaday l'taina gavdilu, ve'ein monin minayu chad yuma lo mastakni." All right, he goes exaggerating lo mastakni, but he means that it's all for taina, and it's not going to matter if the kid doesn't do it for a day. Okay. Yeah, exactly. V'od me the pasuk v'tani atinokos mutarin v'lo ashkechinan b'shum duchte chinuch b'hani k'de ashkechin b'tainis mashma she'ashe yil apirkan mutarin b'chuam v'yafal yedei gedolam u'bishlom e'drabanan enu shapir. So that's his question. Okay? There's only one for one problem here. And the Achronim spend a lot of time on. So what does he hold? So no sheet is good. It's not the rice. It can't be Drabonon. Because how could Gemara say that it's what? Karas. No, there's no Drabonon, it's Chayef Karas. How could Gemara say not Chayef Karas on this? And it's not the rice either. Because if it were the rice, so how could you do it to the cotton? So what do you do? Took a walk? So there are achronim on this. It's a big area. But I wanted to give a simple teretz. The simple teretz to me seems that what he's saying is that it's mosran akosav lachacham. The only question is, after it means the Torah mandated that they do it, that they make these isur. The only question is, after they do mandate, after they do create the isur, is it a nisur d'oraisa or is it a nisur d'rabanan? So he agrees that it's mosran akosav lachacham. But he holds sof kol sof, if you violate, it's only derabanan. So now all the kashas are answered. The problems he had with derabanan, if they're only derabanan, so why does the Gemara have to say that you're not chayef karas? Very simple. Because since it's masran akasul lachacham, I could say it's a nisur d'oraisa. So the Gemara is teaching you that Moshon HaKosu L'Chachamim is Drabonon. And the problems that he had with Daraisa, if it's Daraisa, how could you let the kid do it? So he says, no, it's not Daraisa. It's Daraisa for them to be Misake, Takanus. That the Chachamim are enforced to do. But the Isser itself, if you violate it, it's an Isser Drabanan. So now everything is perfect. That's what I think he's saying.
But the reason was that they had to set up these.
That's right.
So it was on the Drabanan, you didn't have to do it.
The Rambam, we one time did this Rambam in Shabbos. Oh, yeah, where is it? This one. Okay. Shabbos Perek Chafal.
I think that's only up. Do you want this one? Or one of
the yeah, this one's the
okay, or do you want the other guy?
Shabbos Perek Chafal. So the Rambam says there, in Perek Chafal, he starts off like this: Nemar b'Torah tishbos, afilu midvarim she'einon molocha, chayev lishbos mehem, udvarim harbehein she'osru chachomim mishum shvos. Mehen dvarim asarim mipnei shein domim l'malachos, umehen dvarim asarim zereshem ayyavo mehen isaskila, the Elohim. And then he goes on. Chorej, all the hashvas, gumos, all the shvas. He says it pretty clearly. So why do, he says, yeah, afilu dvarim shein l'malach chayav lishbos mehen, dvarim harbehein, so those things are shvus. Okay. So what? Why does he tell you afilu midvarim she einon malacha chayev adam lishbos? Who cares about it? I mean, all you have to say that there are malachos, the raisa, and then there's shvus and drabanan. Why does he have to say Nemar Batorah, Tishbos, Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malacha Chayev Lishbos Mehen? What does he mean by that? Difficult Rambam, right? So we one time answer that Rambam. What we explained is that Shvisa is a concept. Shvisa is a privative. It means that you're in a state of privation. Now, what lends itself to a state of privation? Malacha on Shabbos. What if it's not malacha? So I would say it doesn't lend itself to Shvisa. So if the Chachamim make a takana, that you can't ride a horse, doesn't come under Shvisa, it's Tamek Zera. So it doesn't have anything to do with Shabbos, because there's no Shvisa from riding on a horse. Correct? So it'll come out that the Takanas Chachamim is not Kein Deraisa, it's an extraneous Takana. The Rambam has a hard time fitting Muktzah. But there he makes a Shvisa in the Keres and ties it into Shvisa. But everything on Shabbos has to be tied into Shvisa. So that's why the Rambam says, Nema batora tishbos, afilu midvorm she'enon malacha chayav lishbos. He doesn't mean to say that before the Rabbanon came along that you had to pick something. What he meant was that what the Rambam means is that the Shem Shvisa doesn't apply only to Malacha. It applies to a lot of things. And the Chachamim determined what those things are. Okay? That's what the Rambam means. Okay? So now, why did I mention that?
Yeah,
Moshe Tov Chacham. Moshe Right. Oh yeah. So now, the reason I said that was because midaraisa. What's the only thing? Is malacha. No, not malacha. It is achilushia. Let's get back to Yom Kippur. Achilushia. But midrabanan, it's more. Midrabanan, it's not only achilushia, but it's the four other ones too. How do you know the four other ones are inuyim? Correct? So the answer is Masran HaKosav L'Chachamim. Okay, the four other ones are Drabanan. But they're also, take a look at Rashi. Rashi, I think, in my opinion, Rashi spells this idea out in Perek Yom HaKippur. What? Ayindal, what is it? Yeah, Shabbosim, Ayindal. Very good. Very good, Rav Pesach. Ayindal, Shabbosim. The Gabeinu, Iksiv. Yeah. The Chiechid, the Shabbosim, Homer, B'Shabbos. Asmachu, Be'rabon, and Shor, Malachos. Shlo, Hayu, B'Mishkan, Ve'ina, Malacha, Gemura. Hochi, Nami, Shabbosim, the Gabeinu. You see the Rashi?
Yeah.
Beautiful Rashi. So Rashi says that the term Shabbosim, it's the same thing as the Rambam. Many times Rashi and Rambam learn the same way. I don't know. Happens to be that way. So the shame Inui is extended through the term Shabbosim to include the other four. To include the other four. Okay? So that's really Masran HaKasulachon. Masran HaKasulachon. But the only question is that the Ran is delicately dealing with is, okay, very nice. It has a Shem Shvisa. But what is the Yisr after I do it? Sof Kol Sof. What is the Yisr? Is it Nisr the Rabban or Nisr the Rasa? So the Ran holds, it's a Nisadrabon. They could formulate it as shvisa because of the term shabbosom, but since it's masron akasu v'chachamim, it can't be an istaraisa. And that makes sense according to the way we're learning, because the formulation is not a formulation of the raisa. So they're mandated to create these shvisas, but in their formulation. And since it's in their formulation, it can't be derisive. Okay? Okay.
Shabbosim b'Shabbos?
And Shabbosim b'Shabbos, same thing.
It's
the Rabbanan, Shusim, right. That's right. Shabbos, same thing. Rashi is saying the same thing as the Rambam. Exact same thing. Doesn't he say it pretty clearly?
Rashi says that's not right?
Yeah, but what's his lesson? Ki hechi
Shabbosim b'Shabbos asmuchu bei Rabbanan, shayim alachos.
Asi?
Asmuchu bei Rabbanan.
Asmuchu.
That's not
asmuchu. Oh, asmuchu, yeah, right.
That's not an asmachta?
No. That's more than an asmachta. That gives it the shem shvisa. That gives it the shem shvisa. That's Rashi means. Okay, yes?
That's
not a question. One time,
if you
could say
Mr.
Rabbanan,
the Gemara would still ask the question about
Karis
because of the
Masr HaKasar. Yes. So that's no problem anymore, that why the Gemara says there's no Karis. Because since it's Masr HaChachonim, and they were mandated to create Inuyim, so you might think that those Inuyim are a Karis. The Mashmalon, they're only Darabanan. Okay? So the Ran is very good. The Ran works out very well. Okay, that's the way you... Yes.
The Mashmalon. Rams are coming where it didn't work. Those who are coming were just out there taking service.
Boats... Also, lirchots mixas kufo kechol gufo. Vimaya maluchlach betita betzoa, rochets kedarko veinachoshish. The also losuch mixas kufo kechol gufo. Vimaya chole, or sheyesh lochatotem berosho, soch kedarko veinachoshish. Okay. So what does the Ran say? Also lirchots mixas gufo kachol gufo. Pirish afilu bitzona. Ukidimu choshmaitzo de lahakbu p'nei rabo. That comes later. That lahakbu p'nei rabo. You're allowed to walk into the cold water to walk through the river. The inachacharini who the sharinin lavor atzavoro b'mayim dahainu betzona. So that's where we're matter tzona. But if it wasn't l'hag b'pnei rabo, he wouldn't be able to do it. So you see that rechitza betzonon is aser. Yeah, but that's rechitza, because the Gemara says, what is rechitza? Even if he puts his finger in a glass, that's called rechitza.
But that's what you're doing for another book, to get to a certain place.
Yeah, what's the difference? Get to a certain place, you can't take a car. It's an issue. You're putting your finger in water is an issue. So you're putting your whole body in water. I mean, up to your neck. So you see that Tzonon is Aser. Then Tomar, V'amrinin b'per kama the tainus, the chol shehum yishum tainug b'chamin Aser b'tzonon mutter. That an ovel is mutter to wash his hands and face, but not b'chamin, only b'tzonon. V'yom ha-kippurim v'adai mishum tainugu. And Yom Kippur, it's definitely because of Tainug. So it would seem from the Gemara and Tainis that Tainig is only Chamin, and Sonin is not Tainig. So why is it that on Yom Kippur it's Usur if it's not Tainig? Yom Kippur and Vada Mishum Tainig. Right? Yesh Lomar, the Hosom Lo Irenin Ela Betainis Sibur, the Lav the Arisa. Aval B'yom HaKippurim Lo Irenin Hosom Klal. Yeah, but wasn't that the question? Right? What's his answer? What's his answer?
What does he mean, Tainis Sibur? These things would extend to a Tainis Sibur?
What's that? And when the Ran says before that it's only the only Asa Mishum Tainig, he doesn't mean the same thing as over here. Over there he means that there were matir if your hand is full of mud, so that's not considered a Rechitza Shel Tainig, it's a Rechitza Shel Siluk. So a Rechitza Shel Siluk, that you want to take something off, that's not at all in the category, that's not a Maisa Tainig. But over here, he's saying Rechitza Shel Chamin qualitatively is Tainig. And Rechitza Shel Tzonon, you don't get any Tainig out of it. But it's the same Maisa Rechitza. See, over there, it's not a Maisa Rechitza Shel Tainig. Over here, it's a Maisa Rechitza Shel Tainig. So what is his answer? So apparently, he holds like this, that it's Masra Nakasav Lachachamim. That we say is true. It's Masra Nakasav Lachachamim. But since Yom Kippur is the Raisa, so they have to make the Takana like a Daraisa. So they can't say there's a difference between Chamin and Sona. There has to be a wholesale Isser on Rechitza. So how do they say Kala Rechitzas Paneha? Kala Rechitzas Paneha? Good question. But what's the answer? The answer is that in the Etzem Takana it has to be Kain Daraisa. But in the exemptions, that they have a right to do. The exemptions. That's a different type of a thing. That they made certain people exempt. Okay? So we'll see more about the exemptions later. Okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying, well, since Yom Kippurim is the Raisa, so they have to make it like a Takana Midaraisa. And Midaraisa, you can't differentiate it. Okay. That's enough.
Please enter the moderator PIN number.
What's that?
In other words, you said it has to be Kain Daraisa, right? This whole thing was given over to our opponent to create.
Right.
So what are they using as the basic structure?
Now let me just finish this one thing, okay? I'm finishing here. Okay. Vim Hoya Chola. Take a look at the next rhyme. The very next rhyme. Vim Hoya Chola O Shehoyu Chatotim Barosho. Soch kedarko v'ena choshesh. Avo belav hochi kol sicha af apisha ena shol taina gasura. The garsinim b'yishami sicha b'enshi shol taina b'enshi ena shol taina gasura. So you see he differentiates that insofar as the takon of sicha there weren't machalik between a type of sicha that's Tainig, or a type of rechitza that's Tainig, because that is Kain Daraisa. But that's a separate din that they have exemptions. Okay, that's a separate din that they have exemptions. Okay, that in this case, there's an exemption for a chola or chatotin barosha. So he's learning like this. He seems to be learning that chatotin barosha is not considered a lack of sicha, but it's an exemption. So exemptions the rabbanon can make, but they still have to formulate the basic halacha, because it was mashon lachachomim like a deraisa. So in the tzuras atakana, it has to be like a deraisa. But in the privilege, giving privileges to certain exemptions, certain people, that they have a right to do. It's an afkar.
That's why it's
mashon ein achoshesh. That's right, because that's very good, because it's a complete afkar. That's very good. Okay. All right, boss, so we'll stop here. You want to continue tomorrow? We know. It's an interesting area.